The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Kazdia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to be here. I am a number one international best-selling author, life and business transformational success coach. And what I do is try to illuminate and empower others to find and embrace their life purpose, live their highest vision, and forge a strong foundation to soar to success. For more information, please visit us at ldcstrategies.com or lorianekazdia.com. Today on our show, we have Marianne Henegar. She lived in Europe as a child, experiencing deep cross-cultural immersion. You will be amazed at what she has to talk about as far as that goes, the transformation of transferring between languages to communicate. In that time, she developed a fascination with the human condition. It was in these formative years that she began doing healing work as her mother suffered body pain. She was self-taught acupressure and basic massage. Eventually, in adulthood, she got certified as a clinical sports massage therapist. And fast forward many years with some breaks in between, she landed in the pandemic, and we all landed in that pandemic. In those years of hands-on healing, she learned that body pain is accompanied by unprocessed emotion and trauma. Girl, I'm right there with you. She developed an approach to help people help themselves called psycho-emotive anatomy. The pandemic spurred her to gain education and certifications to address the trauma everyone experienced during shutdowns. Combining her knowledge in body pain, she trained as a wellness coach with Mayo Clinic and added techniques in body-mind basic approaches of somatic experiencing and brain spotting. These blended offerings of guided focused experience was helping clients with trauma and anxiety, and she no longer practices standard massage, instead offering talk and focus sessions to help people help themselves. And as she always says, you can't change your history, but you can change your relationship to it. And I love that. Welcome to you to the show, Marianne.
Thank you, Lorianne. It's good to be here.
It's great to be here. I'm so excited because you have put together a number of processes to develop your own experience, if you will. And I love that, to combine that. Let's talk about somatic experience and brain spotting.
So they're both brain-based, body-based techniques that use different modalities of focus. So brain spotting, what you do is you use where your eyes track or where they're located to be able to open up basically an internal file in the deep brain. And there you can do some processing based on the responsive part of your brain, the reactive part of your brain, to process through pent up fight, flight, or freeze energy in your body.
Right. So how does your work help with emotional struggles?
So basically, instead of using a theory-based approach, mm-hmm. Because I'm originally a body worker and I noticed person after person who would come on my table, they almost always reported what was going on in their lives. And so I would touch a certain body part that was painful. They would report things. And so what I realized is that we needed these guided focus techniques. And so somatic experiencing focuses on sensation and then has some wonderful exercises that helps people process along. And then also brain spotting does that too.
So historically, our nervous system really retains our experiences. And if we don't work through them, as I understand it, if we don't work through them, it hangs out there and becomes these pains, these masses in our bodies of pain and of, let's just say, structural conflict that gets in our way. So not only does it get in our way with what we're doing, but it also physically, we can physically feel these things. So that feeling of feeling really, really heavy, and like you have so much weight on your shoulders has to do with some of your energies and what happened to your nervous system. Am I right?
It's once you learn about these techniques and then start seeing the patterns, and also learning from the beautiful instruction that both Peter Levine's his process teaches.
And Peter Levine is?
He is the author of, he's Somatic Experiencing, mm-hmm. and he's the author of a book called Waking the Tiger. And David Grand is the author of Brain Spotting. And both these brilliant men just inspired and blending other techniques and learning. David learned some somatic experiencing from Peter and then went on to develop his brain spotting system. And these techniques really, really, really help regular talk therapy get further along the way. If they, you know, most therapists blend different modalities and theories in order to help their clients. These two body-based modalities, whether you blend them or use them just an adjunct to your already established orientation as a therapist, mm-hmm. will really help you see results with your clients and also learn about yourself as a therapist and how to recharge your career. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's great for the clients and it's great for the therapists.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And there are many different kinds of wellness workers that learn either and or both brain spotting and somatic experiencing. It can be yoga instructors. It can be meditation teachers. It can be physical therapists. It can be physicians, anybody that's working with
talk therapists.
Talk therapists. Yeah. And so
it's. But I like the way that you combined both of them. You put it into your own methodology and allow that blending to work for the client. So whichever way that they lean more, whatever tools work. And I love your methodology. So what led you to blend them together though?
Well, as a massage therapist, I realized pretty early on that people with their body pain really had an emotional component to it. So I did a little bit opposite from David and from Peter because they were brain-based and noticed that there was body pain associated with it. So, but it's like if we were all standing on different sides of the street and we're all seeing a red car parked on the side. We all saw the red car from a different angle, but it's still the same car.
Yes.
So we're working a little bit different with the brain-body system. And then of course there's neuroscience and there's a lot of research out there mm-hmm. that corroborates what both Peter and David have discovered.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's really exciting.
Yeah. That's such exciting. And I love the application of it because you can have instantaneous results. In your first session.
Yes. No, there's no wondering or kind of stabbing in the dark or going for 2 years worth of sessions and maybe you made a little bit of progress. You can't say that this modality is for everyone.
Right. Well, you have to be open for modalities.
But people do report that they're like, why is this not standard to client or patient care? And I'm like, we're trying.
One
new student practitioner at a time, and pretty much it catches on.
So. Well, once you get exposed to it, I think all other methodologies don't seem to hold a candle to it because there is a process that you can walk out and absolutely have some really good results. I know that when you walked me through it so I could experience what you were doing and have an understanding, a better understanding of what you did, there was immediate reconciliation with a block that I had. And I couldn't even get that area that was constricted to be constricted afterwards. I tried to make it go back to that. And it had released. It had released. And I didn't try to go back to it because I liked having it. I wanted to see if it was truly gone. And it was completely gone. That feeling, that really constrictive feeling that I had in my throat, which was very interesting because by nature, I'm a communicator.
Right.
And what I do is I communicate. And yet I had that constriction there. Let's back up for a second because there was something I had mentioned when I introduced you, mm-hmm. was that you communicated through many different languages. So you grew up in Europe. Right.
Yeah.
And you grew up where?
So we traveled around through, Italy, France, and Switzerland before we finally landed in Spain. And we lived there in the town of Sevilla. And of course, Franco was in power at the time. So it was a really interesting time to be a little girl roaming the streets with men with machine guns walking around. So we lived there for about a year and a half, and I learned Spanish. And then we moved to Crete and lived there for about three and a half years. And so I was fully immersed in these cultures. And it was at a juncture in my childhood that I really wasn't proficient in reading and writing in English. And so I learned to read and write in Spanish and in Greek and some French before I became proficient at English writing, even though English was my first tongue.
So, and you were literally translating through multiple languages when you spoke.
When I write, especially, too.
When you write.
I do think on multiple levels, and I still dream in Spanish and Greek, even though I've been gone for a long time. So,
which do you identify most with, the Greek or the Spanish?
I speak Greek more fluently, but I feel at home, like I've gone home when I return to Spain.
Yeah, I hear you. So, that's how I feel when I go to Tuscany.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I'm home, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been such a blessing. It didn't feel that way when I got back to the States and I was very far behind in school. But now I really appreciate having been exposed to so many languages.
Now, I know you certify people in doing this method that you have, that the combination of brain spotting and somatic. Mm-hmm.
Well, I treat them. I have not developed my program yet.
Right.
That I'm going to be teaching, but I will be teaching.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. So. But so when you are working on with clients, mm-hmm. right? Who's your best client? Who are you looking for? Who should be thinking about coming to you?
People really seem relieved when they come to see me who have fallen between the cracks with other types of service care, whether it's in the medical field or in talk therapy of some sort or physical therapy. Something wasn't quite enough, or they just didn't know how to treat that person's whatever was going on. And so this is an adjunct process. In other words, I'm allied health. I'm not in place of anybody else.
Right.
And so, but you know, say if someone's seen their talk therapist for many years and they've had a great relationship, but maybe they're at a little stuck spot. So someone may come see me for a little bit of somatic experiencing SE, which is, I'm calling the combination guided focus or guided body-based focus. Mm-hmm. They'll come and they'll have a little session or two and they go back and they pick up with their practitioner that they had been working with all along. So I really love being allied health. And a big reason is out of selfishness, I don't need a whole bunch of people dependent. I'm here to help people help themselves, not to be their only solution.
Yeah, well, I like that. So because as a coach, I do the same thing. I don't want to be in their life forever as their coach.
No.
I want to empower them to understand what resources and tools they need so that they can soar to success and be the human that they're supposed to be. And I notice you do the same thing. You empower them so that they're able to do it themselves. That empowerment is breathtaking. It really is.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. I love it. That whole process. And I love that you call it guided body-based focus. But your website is insighthealingministries.com.
Yes.
And talk to me about why the ministries part.
Well, because just if you think about it, your doctor, nurse practitioner, anyone who's caring for you, they are ministering care to you. But also what Insight Healing Ministries touches on is mind, body, spirit. And you can interpret spirit any way you want. Since I've been immersed in so many cultures, I work with people cross-culturally and cross-spiritual belief system. And it's very, very important because we live in a hurting world, one. We've all come through a big pandemic. And then a lot of people are feeling misunderstood. And a lot of it's due to cross-cultural misunderstanding. Mm. Yes, we have some of the other things that have been headlined in the news, and that's for other conversations. Mm-hmm. This conversation is about healing, not about strife.
The individual.
Yes.
The individual. Yeah. And so we come with so many experiences in our life, and some good, some bad. I would say that, you know, that contrast makes us who we are, and we have to know what we don't like to understand what we do like. So, and I know you and I talk prolifically about this.
Yeah.
And And understanding what we don't like, that usually goes back to an experience we had. Some of those experiences end up being our blocks. Yes. So I know in my past, there was a block, a very prolific block when I was very, very young, that we worked on.
Right.
And that block was really affecting everything from that point forward on how I reacted to things and how I handled things and why I was who I was. And now with the breakthrough of that and understanding that, I find myself being kinder to myself because I understand myself better. And I think that's what part of the process is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really beautiful to hear. And that's what I'm really hoping for my clients. This self-love, this self-acceptance, the understanding. Again, as I said before, you know, you can't change your history.
Right.
But you can certainly change your relationship to it. And it changes all of your relationships in your life.
Yeah.
So you actually remove a filter or a type, like you say, you had on blue sunglasses. Now you have taken off those blue sunglasses and either you're seeing clearly with your naked eye or you have on a pair of clear sunglasses that you can see more accurately through.
Yeah.
You can see a broader spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's beautiful. Great way to analyze that, right? So... You're located, you have a brick and mortar out in Isatake, right?
Yes, that's correct.
But you have clients all over the country, all over the world, right?
Yes, I have clients as far away as Russia. I have clients out in California. I've worked with people in Australia, Italy, Sweden, or, you know, across the street and they just want to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of portability to what I do. And that's also why once I finish my master's in counseling program, which will not be far from now, I'll still remain a wellness coach because of that capacity of portability anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're choosing to be a wellness coach, but you do have, you're going to have degrees.
Yes. So I'm, trained, into the somatic experiencing. Mm-hmm. I'm in my senior year of that. And have used it a lot. It's kind of one of my workhorse modalities for client care. I'm certified in brain spotting. Then I coach training at Mayo Clinic. And then, of course, I'm certified clinical sports massage therapist, but I don't massage anymore. It's not required to help you get out of pain.
Right. So what made you do the transition between the sports massage into this more healing coaching and healing?
I found that I could reach more people and get more meaningful therapeutic results. And I realized when I was developing psychoemotive anatomy all those years that I needed some solid psychoeducation in order to be a responsible practitioner. And so that's why I took that route. And it's taken me, I've been in school for, in my two different master's programs since 2019.
Wow.
So, yeah. But that's because I've been training in these other modalities and running a business.
Yeah.
And we moved.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, other than that, you
yeah. I've been hanging out eating bonbons. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. 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 With me on the couch, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love your vision. Share your vision with everyone. Your vision for where you want to take this, you know, now you had this discovery, you put two modalities together that really work hand in hand. You have your own methodology. What is your vision for the future with what you're doing in Insight Healing Ministries?
Yeah. So I always give a giant bow to both Peter Levine and David Grand. I encourage anybody who's curious about their own development and if you're qualified to go through both of their programs and or one or the other. But certainly give yourself the joy of watching them on YouTube, watching these two brilliant, brilliant human beings do what they do.
Yeah.
My personal vision is that once I've finished my master's program, I'll be able to take a deep breath. And then I'd like to continue my research for psychoemotive anatomy, mapping pain as a language so that I can teach other people as well as individuals, as well as practitioners to learn what signals, what language the body is expressing as you have pain in different body parts so that we don't come with a training manual, right? We don't come with an instruction manual.
Nope.
So psychoemotive anatomy can help people understand themselves and what their body is trying to tell them a little bit better.
Yeah, I love the way that you said that. Sometimes you do need to come with subtitles. I'm just saying, Marianne, because you get to, you're very, very scientific and it's beautiful. And I really love it, but you're very tuned into explaining. And that's one thing that I know about a really good teacher is, you're really good at teaching other people because you thoroughly understand what you're doing. Yeah. So, and that's a sign for me always. If you can explain what you do, then you're really good at what you do.
Yeah, just don't ask me to write about it right now. I'd have to translate it through Greek and Spanish, and that would be too much.
It's amazing that you just do that anyway. You know, I do want to bring you back for the second half of this and continue our talk about the difference. How is guided focus different from talk therapy? And I really want to get into it, and I don't want to jump yet because we're coming to the end of our first half. And I just want to understand. So, Why masters? Why counseling? Why go for the masters? You're already a great coach.
Why go for the masters? Because my education was so unusual. There was a lot of my own trauma around credibility. And so I not only felt like I was called to the program that I'm in. And two, I need to have the cred amongst my peers that I've really done the hard work of getting the right amount of psychoeducation so that I can give an educated training.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne, and we're going to take a short break and come back with Marianne Hedge Henegar. I'm used to just calling you Marianne Henegar. And we will continue our conversation from Insight Healing Ministries, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lorianne Castia. If you'd like to be a guest or lift up your business, product, or non-for-profit, or if you have a question or comment, we would love to hear from you. Please email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. That's healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. Of course, whether your goal is improving your health, increasing prosperity in business, developing a business and marketing strategy, nurturing your spiritual growth, you're in the right place. We can help you shift your mindset, harness your talents, remove resistance, and rise above your limitation, and you will be empowered to create your desired reality as we guide you. So we look forward to that. If you want more information, please go to ldcstrategies.com or loriannecastia.com. In the meantime, we're back here with our good friends. I almost said Aaron. I don't know why. Marianne Hedge Henegar from Inside Healing and Wellness. Your website is insidehealingministries.com right now.
Correct.
But Inside Healing and Wellness is the company that is
correct.
Yours. Yeah, that's your group. So let's talk about the differences where we last left off. Mm-hmm. The differences between guided focus and talk therapy.
Okay. So guided focus allows the client or counselee to take their gaze and also notice body sensations. This is combining SE and brain spotting, because in SE you would stare somewhere anyway. But with David Grand's method, you do it on purpose. So the difference is that you are tapping into the sensations of that individual's body and allowing them to process through, whereas talk therapy is theory-based and is based on a deep attunement with your therapist. But it has a tendency to be a more drawn-out process. Mm. In other words, the SE and brain spotting or body-based techniques allow you to process at a bit quicker pace.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it leaves you with as many questions. Because I find talk therapy, you're talking, but you're really not getting any response back because they're not supposed to give you a response.
Different therapists do different things. Yeah. I mean, there are as many different combinations as you can think of because most therapists have like a major go-to and then they'll blend other techniques, which is fantastic. Mm. But not all methods work for all people. There's not a one-size-fits-all. Again, as I said before, I tend to help the people that fell between the cracks and didn't find satisfaction with other services.
Mm. Gotcha. So what is psycho-emotive anatomy?
So I developed it from being a massage therapist for many years. So with massage therapists, we're like hairdressers and bartenders and also your talk therapist. Your clients are going to tell you everything that's going on.
Well, you get nothing else to do. You're laying there
Exactly. But what I noticed is when I had my hands on certain areas of pain or just a trigger point area that I might have had my finger on, clients were reporting similarity of experience as related to that body part.
What does that mean?
Okay. So what I discovered is, say your neck and shoulders, where they meet at the base of your neck, that's where your seventh cervical vertebra is. What I found from client to client, as I would work that area, and they would say, oh, it's stress, what they would report is instances in which people had dismissed them or hurt their feelings.
Really?
So that area of the body, very often, not always, because you can't say always, very often has, in one of the layers of what they're experiencing, hurt feelings. Yeah. That place also becomes where resides our negative voice within. And that negative voice within very often had to do with a critical parent or significant other that then morphs into your own internal voice. And then when you're beating up on yourself about something or have had your feelings hurt, that area might get very, very tight.
Yeah, we need to be nice to ourselves. If we're not nice to ourselves, who's going
exactly.
to be?
Exactly.
So we need to be nice. And I was going to ask you too, why does this happen? Why do we start talking badly to ourselves? And we spend, out of the 60,000 thoughts we have in a day, why do we spend the majority of it speaking badly to ourselves?
Well, it has to do with old hurts and unprocessed emotion. And everyone accumulates these over their lifetime.
Yeah.
Some people have based on their attachment style from childhood. Some people have more resources. They may genetically have predisposition. There are many, many factors that can affect that. It has to do also with how effective they felt in the world or not.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny because you and I both look at trending. Yeah. You know, I call it patterns. You call
right.
it trending. We look at trending and things like that. And then I noticed a pattern with a number of people. I serve some massage therapists in their business. I'm a coach for there. And I noticed that when the massage therapist gently touches someone's back ever so lightly, you'll see the ripple of their back reaction to that. What is there significance to things like that, where the body part, the leg or the back, has like an uncontrolled reaction? Is there something associated
with
that as well?
It's a response. You could have run over a trigger point. There are so many different systems that you could focus on.
Yeah.
Some people are going to be focused on chakra energy.
Right.
It just depends on your orientation. Depends on also how energetically oriented the therapist is, either on purpose or just through happenstance. But the body is a sensitive, fine-tuned machine, and it's going to react to the touch of another. And it'll pick up on positive or negative. There's just every little bit of your skin is on alert and paying attention.
Isn't that amazing that, you know, somebody with a high energetic, maybe negative internal, who may be massaging you, that could affect
a negative impact.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But somebody who's highly tuned up and healthy, them just being in the room with you can make you feel better.
Yeah. So, that's so true. Yeah. So mm-hmm. true. And the opposite can happen as well. We've had people who, if you've ever been in a room and everybody's having a great time, one person walks in and it's like the air got sucked out of the room.
Yeah, it's visceral.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Yeah. So we are vibrating. Everything vibrates around us. So it's really very interesting. But going back to the trending, you know, we have six planets in retrograde right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen such a trend between my clients and friends around me, myself, what's going on. Have you seen trending in the reaction to it?
Yeah, basically people are tweaked. And so, hey, everybody out there, it's going to be okay.
It'll
and
be
it's going to get better.
It'll pass.
It will pass
in a couple
Take
days.
A deep breath. Find a place to look at that causes you to feel calmer in your body and hang out there in that gaze spot and you'll feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's very, a lot of people overreacting right now. A lot of people being unveiled.
Yes.
A lot of people being seen for who they really are. Mm-hmm. So I'm really intrigued at the whole process. Do you find that intrigues you? I kind of sit back and observe the process.
It's intriguing. It's also intriguing what trends in body pain. When I lived in Georgia and when we'd come into the spring, I would always see a rash of neck pain. And people would come in and say, oh, I have a crick in my neck. And I finally made a connection between the high pollen counts, very sticky pollen, Atlanta pollution, and seeing that seemed to trend year after year with people having a rash of neck pain. So with those clients, I asked them to start taking local honey to see if that didn't help them feel better the following spring. And sure enough, a lot of people seemed to be better the next spring.
Really? Yeah. I take local honey for allergies.
Yes, that's what I asked for my, used to ask my clients to do.
Yeah.
And I still do have lots of resources that I would have used when I was a massage therapist. But there's so many wonderful massage therapists out there. It'd be a little silly for me to be practicing massage at this point, considering the other things that I have under my belt.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. And when your clients, so what happens? How do you see clients?
I do have package rates. Mm-hmm. And I do offer a special deal, which we can talk about in the segment when you're ready. But what I do is I'll see the client, and they'll decide if they want, if it's a goodness of fit. They know right away. And I'm always mindful of their budget, and so I'm able to adjust the time because we can pack in what you need by adjusted time.
Yeah.
But I also see clients with the organic to the client session, which is I leave 2 hours between most clients and we will go as long as they need within that 2 hours or as short as they need. We really do it based on the client's processing capacity. You know, sometimes they bite off some big chunks and they really want to go digest it. And then other times people want to go on for an hour and 45 minutes because that's the capacity that they have for that day.
Right. So what's your process? Walk me through, if I were to come to you, what would the process be?
So when I first check in with a client, I just hear a little bit of their story. The beauty of brain spotting, especially, is you do not have to hear the story. You can go right in with just checking the technique, you know, finding the brain spots.
Some people feel comfortable sharing, some people don't.
So, exactly, okay. Exactly. So we really tailor it to that client. Mm-hmm. Needs. Most people want to tell some story because they're riled up about it. And mm-hmm. they've told the story before and they weren't heard or they didn't have good solutions. So we do the story and we make sure the client's comfortable. We check the level of agitation just based on them having talked. We do that on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not at all, 10 being pretty riled up. And then we do either use a pointer with the brain spotting technique to find where the starting point, and that'll be either based on the most agitated place or a middle place where they're not so agitated or a very calm place. The client gets to choose.
Right.
And so after we found that spot, then we start checking in with body sensation, where those sensations are. Client may say, oh, I feel a feeling in my throat. They just talked about having a relational problem with a friend, and that throat feeling is
increasing. Throat chakra gets...
Yes, it's increasing, and they're feeling a little nervous in the tummy. Those are all beautiful signals, and so I'll invite them to do things like, okay, I may check in with their creative part of their nervous system. Is there color to that spot in your neck? Yes, or sometimes they say no. Okay, well, maybe is there a sensation beyond like a texture in there?
Is it wet? Is it dry?
Yeah, may, or is it bumpy? And they'll describe that.
Right.
And so I'll ask them to place their attention on the outside of that. And the reasoning behind that is that you don't want them in the trauma vortex. You don't want them in the center of the overwhelm. So by helping people come to the outside portion of that sensation, it allows a more manageable processing experience. And they'll come and go in terms of degrees of sensation.
And the point of pointing it out is so that we focus on it and we recognize it and that we don't ignore it, because we have a propensity to push everything down and not, you know, ignore it.
Or run past it. Your body starts talking,
yeah,
your body is trying to communicate. And if you just tamp it down, I know that that's noble to just ignore your pain, but pain is there for a reason. It's just like, okay, say you may need to go to the restroom. If you ignore that, that is a signal from your body that action needs to occur.
It doesn't end well if you ignore it.
Exactly. And so with sensations about the body, people mention symptoms. I think symptoms is a very dismissive term. Mm. Okay, so if you have a cold and you're sneezing, that's a symptom. But if your elbow is hurting spontaneously, that's a message.
Yeah.
So it's up to me to help you learn to start listening to that.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. Do you help start teaching people to recognize those spots, like the big mass that I felt in my throat, or the, you know, where I carry my stress, you know? And I always say carry my stress, but that's where those those masses, I feel those shapes, if you will, that interference is what I refer mm-hmm. to it as.
Well, that's why I blend the somatic experiencing, brain spotting, and psychoemotive anatomy, because they work as a trio.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, you have a footstool that's
sure.
got three legs to
yeah.
make it sturdy. If it only had two, it wouldn't, in terms of me as a practitioner, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, well, we'd fall down, too.
Right. So I use all three. To support a person's processing. And sometimes if you just mention, say, right knee, very often people report an experience of having been betrayed by somebody. Just mentioning the body part, if it is accurate to that person and they say yes or no, not me, the body pain will go away spontaneously. And that's where...
Because it's recognized.
Yes, the body got hurt. I'm trying to give you a message. That was happening for me today. My hip was bothering me, and it normally doesn't. And I was on a walk, and I said, I recognize that I really don't want to do this piece of schoolwork that I have to do today. I hear you. I know it. And the pain lessened.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, pretty neat stuff.
That is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. I noticed you have two books in front of you from David and from...
From Peter, yeah.
From Peter. What are those books, and can they be found on Amazon?
Yes, they can. So one is Brain Spotting.
Uh-huh.
It's a revolutionary therapy for rapid and effective change. By David Grand.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually located in Long Island. His method is taught all over the world, including in the New York area. So if you're curious about it, please avail yourself of his website.
And Peter Levine's book?
Yes. And so he originally wrote a book called Waking the Tiger. That's his seminal book. But he also has a wonderful
little book. It's also on audio.
It's on audio. Both of them are on audio.
Yeah.
So if you drive a lot, this is great listening. And Peter Levine also has a little book called Healing Trauma, Pioneering Program for Restoring the Wisdom of Your Body. And it's a little workbook as well. It gives you some exercises for how you can help yourself. So I encourage anyone, again, who is qualified by each of these programs in some type of... medical or mental health profession, even yoga, to allow yourself to experience this training and or at least go to a somatic experiencing and or brain spotting therapist and give yourself that present.
Yeah, it really is a present. I had experienced it myself with you, Marianne, and it was such a gift. It was such an amazing breakthrough for me. Within an hour's time, we had taken care of something that had been really, I couldn't even find what the issue was, and we found it and corrected it. And it's just, there's nothing else I can say other than you have to try it.
Yeah.
And I look forward in the very near future for a book named Something by Marianne Hedge Henniger. So with that said, what kind of packages are available for our listeners? And do they go to your website, insighthealingministries.com, or do they call you?
Yeah, you can call me or text me at area code 404-944-8397. And yes, that's Georgia. And or you can go to.
Well, I didn't even notice the twang that you had.
No, of course not. Or you can email me at MarianneHenniger08@gmail.com. And then, of course, you can always go to InsightHealingMinistries.com.
Yeah, and we'll put all that information associated with this broadcast, so you'd be able to get it off of our Healthy Lifestyle with LA on Facebook, Instagram, and of course, we're always on SoundCloud and iHeartRadio. So with that said, my friends, here's the question I have for you. What's your why?
What's my why?
Mm-hmm.
I love to watch people grow. And so we don't call what I do with people. I hold space for them, and then I watch them grow.
Yeah.
And that's really, really exciting.
I love watching you watch them because your face just glows, not grows, but glows when you have that breakthrough with them. And I understand that glow because, you know, when coaching people and you see them have a breakthrough or see them get an aha moment, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
It really
and you
is.
Feel really, I feel fulfilled. Do you feel fulfilled when that happens?
I do. And the aha comes from the effort of the client. They're just being given the circumstance and the tool, they do all the heavy lifting, and it actually ends up being fun because of what each person discovers about themselves and how they connect the dots.
And I love how you're so gentle. You know, you're so gentle with it. And I liken it either to a cat playing with a toy where they bat it back and forth. You keep us in between the paws, or you keep us, if you're a bowler, you know, you're the bumpers. You keep us on the bowling alley. You keep us on our alley. You keep us in our space so that we can discover it. But you do it so gently, so kindly, with so much heart and such positive energy that literally, I know energetically, I felt like I was walking on a cloud when I left, because I just felt like I was connected within myself in such a loving environment. So one, I thank you for that. That was such a beautiful experience. And I love the fact that you could do this over the phone. You could do this over Zoom. You can reach out and speak to anybody anywhere and help them through this process.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for your sweet words. I really appreciate it. David Grand calls that staying in the tail of the comet. And that's, you can read about that, everybody out there. But yes, it is beautiful to be able to work with people in a myriad of experience. Delivery systems.
Yes.
But also what's so great is that this works cross-culturally as well. So if you come from another country and you're feeling out of place here or feeling misunderstood, we can use these methods to help you process through that difficulty.
Yeah, and stay tuned and reach out either to LDC Strategies or InsightHealingMinistries.com, because we're going to be doing some retreats and some experiences that will help you come in and utilize these tools that we talk about here on Healthy Lifestyle, and utilize your tools. What you put together, I've told you this a million times already, but I think it's absolutely brilliant. I love that you put the things together and you use them so efficiently and effectively with just complete heart and love. And I've told you this as well, as you are an angel on earth. You know, I can see your wings and they're very large. They're very broad. So please reach out to Marianne Hedge Henegar at insighthealingministries.com. You can email her at MarianneHenegar08@gmail.com, or of course call her at 404-944-8397. You will not regret it. It's a great experience. In the meantime, thank you for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I know you have a lot of choices, and we appreciate and are so grateful that you choose to spend this time with us. I want to thank our guest today, Marianne Hedge Henegar, for coming on. I love you so very much. And thank you for being here. And if you are looking for a business coach, accountability, strategy, direction, a sounding board, or someone to just help streamline your business, feel free to reach out to me at 516-983-3591. Let's see if we're a good fit and we can help you soar to success. Shameless plug, I'm an international bestseller, Women Who Dream, and our bestseller, VTales Classic Vitality Cocktails, can be found on Amazon.com or LDCstrategies.com/Women Who Dream. Again, thank you for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle. Until next Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on JVC Broadcasting. Please play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up big. Make it a great day. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.